This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Given that things are headed for chaos and violence in America, I thought I'd share something very important about a huge mistake that most people are making, I should say civilians are making, when it comes to training with firearms. Most civilians train at gun ranges during the day, and so they don't have any experience at what we call low-light shooting. Low-light shooting is actually the most likely scenario that you will encounter in times of chaos, because bad guys will attack you or your neighborhood or your community at night because they're harder to spot. So low light shooting is something that nearly everyone is missing. There are two big ahas that just blew me away in this. Number one, most people have sights on their pistol that simply do not function in low light because they don't have tritium. And when you're shooting into dark areas, and you have a pair of these Trijicon HD sights on your Glock, let's say, you don't have vertical sight capability. But if you're going to defend yourself at night, you need a gun with sights that work at night. And so the TrueGlow TFX Pro sights are the way to go for that. It really matters. If you buy a stock Glock, let's say, or a stock SIG, which I'm now recommending the SIGs, the sights are really just placeholders. They're not bad for daylight shooting. If you want to actually deal with nighttime scenarios, you're going to need to swap those sights out. And so you're going to need a sight pusher, which is a sight change out tool. So once you change out your sights, you need to go shoot that gun and especially pay attention to the horizontal spread or horizontal accuracy. Does it shoot to the left or does it shoot to the right? And then you need to adjust that rear sight accordingly to make sure you're bringing it back on target. All right, so that's the handgun side of this. Now on the rifle side, the thing that most people forget is that most rifles come with a flash hider. And the flash hiders that come as standard are really bad. When you're engaging an enemy at night, especially over distances like 200 yards, let's say, you don't necessarily see the enemy. You see the flashes of their rifles. And so hiding your flash is one of the most important things to do for nighttime shooting, because you can fire off a number of shots and you can not be easily located. It can be loud, but it's kind of hard to exactly pinpoint where sound is coming from, but it's easy to pinpoint where light is coming from. Now, if you want to go one step further, of course, put a suppressor on it, and now you have a very low sound signature, but only if you're using subsonic ammo, and a lot of people don't think about this. If you're using normal hypersonic ammo, it's loud anyway, but subsonic ammo doesn't move very quickly. You know, usually under 1,000 feet per second, whereas your normal hypersonic ammo is like 2,750 or 2,900 feet per second. Well, guess what happens when you're shooting ammo at under 1,000 feet per second? Well, your flight time greatly increases, and more flight time means there's more time for gravity to affect that bullet, which means you have horrifically bad drops. I mean, huge drops, bullet drop. And if you don't have the right range of your target, you're going to miss by maybe several feet. Every rifle should have a light, and every pistol should either have a light or you should carry a light. If you don't have a light, how are you going to illuminate your target? Now, you can get fancy with this. You can go with an IR illuminator, which is an infrared light, and you can go with an IR laser pointer, and you can slap on night vision. But you got to practice with that. Having an effective defense of your home and your family and your community is not as simple as just buying a bunch of gear and saying, oh, I own it, must be good. No, you gotta go practice low light shooting. And it's too late to practice when the crisis comes. So these are just some things to think about. Start with the basics. Do you have a light? Are your sights useful at night? Do you know your bullet drops? Do you have the right muzzle flash hider on your rifle? All these things, they're just starting points, really. Because the real work comes from the hundreds of hours of practice if you wanna become proficient at this. So take this information and share it with others who can benefit from this. Be safe, get the training, get the practice. You help save America. That's what it comes down to. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.